And we're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side, producing things for us today. And we are joined here today by Tina Rockhold. She's the Development Director with the Mercy Community Health Foundation. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you so much, Brandon. I appreciate the opportunity to be here.
Yeah, always glad to talk about the Health Foundation, all the good work that they do to support Ascension Via Christi Hospital here in Manhattan. You have a lot going on here. You got a big gala coming up next month.
We do. It is so exciting to bring back the Mercy Crystal Gala. We were not able to have the event last year because we had some personnel transition and the timing just didn't work out. So we are heading in full force with the event this year. Yes, so the date is February 29th. Leap Day. So mark your calendar for that. We're bringing back the Mercy Crystal Gala and really excited to bring, one of Manhattan's premier philanthropic events back to the community. So we're really excited and want to share some information about that today.
Yeah, for those that don't know, maybe just give us a little educational history on how this has helped in the past.
Okay. So, the gala is one of the foundation's largest fundraising events. And, in the past, previous galas have supported everything from 3D mammography equipment, other medical services, expansion of service lines. Cardiac used to be the primary goal, and the beneficiary of that gala, and we have moved into other opportunities. And this year, the proceeds from the event will fund the equipment for the cardiac and interventional radiology cath lab. So we're really excited. That piece of equipment is highly beneficial to our patients and our service area for anyone who has cardiac or radiology issues that need intervention in that particular part of our hospital. And we're really excited. This is a $500,000 campaign, and we are over halfway to meeting our goal. And the proceeds from this year's Crystal Gala will benefit that particular campaign.
All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about how the funds will be raised that night at the gala, if you want to.
Sure. So we're really the benefits of the cardiac cath lab and interventional radiology lab. A lot of people don't understand maybe what happens in a cath lab, but we're sure that you have probably heard of some of the procedures, such as angioplasty, balloon and stenting. Pacemakers are also inserted in the cath lab. Other types of heart catheterizations, PICC line placement, the treatment of peripheral and arterial disease. Then there's also numerous interventional radiology procedures that happen there. This piece of equipment is, as I had mentioned, it's a costly piece. The piece alone, this new piece of equipment is called an Artis Z unit. It's a Siemens unit. And the benefits of this particular equipment really have to do with numerous things. First of all, there's less radiation administered during the procedures. There is extremely high definition visual quality, and so the radiologist and the cardiologist are able to detect any type of procedure that is necessary, any type of disease or procedure that needs to happen. That the ability for them to see more clearly is, of course, beneficial to the patient. But then also there is the chance that not only diagnosis, but treatment can be done in one setting. So that reduces, that's beneficial in numerous ways to the patient. They would only need to be under anesthesia once. They would only have to be in surgery or in this procedure once. It also reduces the cost instead of coming back for a second appointment, things of that sort. So it's highly important that we have this type of service, this type of equipment available in Manhattan, so that we don't have to transport patients elsewhere to receive this. Anytime a patient has any type of procedure that involves intervention, the idea of having being close to home, having your family near, knowing that your recovery is going to be in an area that you're comfortable with, that you are familiar with, right here in Manhattan. In some cases, the patient is dismissed the same day. And so why not offer that to our patients right here in Manhattan? So we want to make sure that we have the latest, the greatest equipment for our patients, but that also, you know, we are providing that service here locally in our community where people really want to receive their treatment close to home.
And do you have maybe a ballpark estimate on how many people would use that cath lab in a given year?
I do not have that exactly, but I would say on a daily basis, we probably average between 4 to 6 patients a day. In some cases, we may have up to 8 procedures in the day. This is kind of interesting. Just yesterday, I observed a procedure, and it was very enlightening seeing how the ballooning and the stenting takes place. And, you know, to know that patient was right here at home, their family members were right outside waiting in the waiting room, and that just seeing that happen and knowing that patient was going to feel so much better and his outcomes were going to be so much greater just within that short 1-hour procedure was really heartfelt, and it made me so appreciative of the numerous donors and our benefactors from years past that have realized the benefit, the power of how their financial support, how their resources has helped our patients, helped their family, helped their friends, helped our community become healthier and have access to these types of services.
Yeah, well, no doubt. No one likes going to the hospital, but it can be put much more at ease when you know that you've got the latest and greatest equipment working on whatever, because these are a lot of times this is life-saving treatments that people are getting.
It is. You know, we're talking about ballooning, stenting, and, you know, in the cases of where you see blockage in an artery, and that when those procedures are life-saving, and that can happen quickly and in your community, it's just a tremendous benefit, right?
And for the doctors too, I imagine they probably love having this kind of technology. It makes their job a little easier.
It does. You know, it helps them provide better care. It helps them use the skills that they have to the best of their ability, and it helps them, you know that their patients are getting exactly what they need in a timely, efficient, and most productive manner. Yes.
You mentioned the campaign for this, and you're getting closer. When do you estimate that this would actually be installed there at the hospital?
Actually, we couldn't wait any longer to install this. So the equipment is already in place and functioning. But we still, the foundation board made that commitment last year in March to supply the funds for this piece of equipment. And so knowing that we needed to get this in place so that we could do our best for our patients, the equipment has already been installed. Actually, it was up and running in December and doing very well. You know, we're seeing great outcomes from this equipment, but the foundation still has that obligation to complete this campaign.
All right, and this is the second cath lab. Right?
That's correct. We do, but now that we have the newer equipment in that one particular lab, we utilize that one much more often. The other still is very good quality. But now, to meet the patient demand, we do have two cath labs running currently, and it's wonderful to be able to meet that patient volume.
All right. Again, Tina Rockhold, Development Director, is joining us here from the Mercy Community Health Foundation, which supports Ascension Via Christi Hospital in Manhattan. And let's talk a little bit just kind of about the foundation real quick and all the support that you guys do provide. It's not just this cath lab, but there's a lot of other things you do.
There are a lot that the foundation does. And, you know, I can't say it enough, but I'll say it again. You know, our donors are the key. They are people who believe in the work that the foundation does is just phenomenal. And you know, the foundation was founded upon the idea that not only is it equipment, but it is expansion of programs, expansion of services, doing everything we can to make sure that the pieces are in place to provide the best patient care possible in Manhattan. And so not only is it the equipment, but it is programs, making sure that our patients have access to the proper medications whenever they are discharged from the hospital, making sure that our staff is trained in the latest skills, and that they are able to stay in tune with what is the most on the cusp of advancing healthcare. So we support education for our associates, for our nurses, for all of our clinicians, if they want to pursue educational purposes. So there are other, you know, everything from car seats for infants that leave the hospital, you name it. If it pertains to some area of the hospital, we really try to support that.
All right. Well, let's. Do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
Of course, sir.
Okay, let's do that. Let's take a break, and we'll talk more about the gala coming up on February 29th. You're listening to In Focus News Radio, KMAN.